Investor Schooling is an education company located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. Investor Schooling, the principals or their employees are not licensed by any regulatory institution. Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus are not registered reps of any investment firm, nor do they sell any securities. Their advice is based on their experiences and the experiences of their students. They are not attorneys or accountants, and before using any of their advice, they suggest you check with your legal or tax professionals. To find out more, go to www.investorschooling.com.
This show is previously recorded.
Now, let's welcome Larry Steinhaus and Phil Falcone, your hosts for Investor Schooling Live.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Investor Schooling Live. Coming to you from Investor Schooling headquarters, I'm Phil Falcone here with my business partner, Larry Steinhaus. We are the founders of Investor Schooling. Get ready to learn real estate investing and stock option investing. Call us with your questions anytime during the show, 855-939-1137. That's right, it's 855-939-1137. Investor Schooling is located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, serving the Philadelphia area in a real brick-and-mortar building. That's correct. We're local Philadelphia guys, accessible to our students a minimum of 2 nights per week. If you want to learn this business, and that's the business of real estate investing and stock option investing, you want to learn it from people who live it every day. Yo, Larry, what's happening?
What's happening, Phil? What a crazy stock market 2 weeks we've had. It's incredible, isn't it? What's been going on? So I found a pattern. You want a pattern?
Sure.
If the NASDAQ goes down and the Dow goes up, that day that the NASDAQ is down and the Dow's up, go heavily into tech stocks.
Already there.
I know. Isn't that amazing, right? So if you see it tomorrow, if you see the same pattern tomorrow where the Dow goes up and the NASDAQ goes down, jump all over Apple, Facebook, Zoom, every single one of them. I thought that was absolutely amazing. I did it twice last week and made money twice on that pattern.
What do you mean? You're saying that you were selling the tech stocks?
No, I was buying the tech stocks on the day the NASDAQ was down, but the Dow was up. Because right. The very next day, the NASDAQ jumps. It happened twice.
Yes, it's happened twice.
It happened on Tuesday and Thursday.
Yep.
So I don't know. I'm pretty excited about that. So when you asked me what's happening, I went right into something that I was excited about.
Okay.
You know, what can I tell you? What are you excited about? I know you're buying another campground, what the hell's it called?
Mobile home park.
Mobile home park. Yeah, that thing. You're buying another one, man. You're like on fire.
Yeah, I got some good stuff happening. I'm finding a lot of opportunities.
Well, I'm impressed, man. It always impresses me when you're buying stuff.
Well, isn't that the ultimate goal? To buy the great real estate investments. Sit on them for 10 years.
Yep.
Watch it build net worth for you beyond your wildest dreams. And 10 years from now, 15 years from now, you're going to turn around and go, boy, glad I bought those things.
You know, it's funny because you get people, they're like, is now the time to buy real estate? Yes. Was yesterday the time to buy real estate? Yes. Is tomorrow the time to buy real estate? Yes. Just keep buying it. Don't even worry about, you know. So, I put it. It cost me $200,000. Now it's only worth $180,000. Are you selling it today? No, you're renting it. It's a beautiful play. Let it go. I've had a couple of those where you know they went down a couple of $10,000 the first year, the second year, and then bang, 2 years later, boom, they're amazing.
So before we get into the topics today that we're going to talk about, I want to ask you something.
All right.
So. The pattern that you just described at the beginning of the show, I'm seeing some $40,000 swings up and down.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to think I'm going to dump and buy, rebuy,
yes.
Dump and rebuy.
Yes.
It's time to do it.
As
soon as I see that pattern repeating, I'm dumping and buying. Rolling and buying.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. You just got to be careful that you don't get stuck in a day trading pattern, which could be disastrous if you pick the wrong direction. That's all. You know, I do some day trading with a couple of students, but it's an individual thing, and it's nothing to do. We don't teach day trading at the school, if you guys are listening, but we do it, and we make a little bit of money on it because we have some really bad trades in day trading. Day trading is literally gambling, and it's fun, but it's literally gambling.
It's absolutely gambling, but I get it. I mean, You know, funny part is, I was telling Larry just recently, I play poker sometimes, and I enjoy playing poker. And when you're trading stocks, and, you know, sometimes when you're playing in a game of poker, if you're playing a tournament style, maybe you're only playing for 20 bucks a person, right? Or even if you're in a casino and you're playing a cash game, you're playing with a maximum of $300 maybe, right?
Yeah, right.
Right. So $300 in a stock option account when you have hundreds of thousands of dollars you're trading, you don't even, like, look at that. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you're up or down 300, it's, right, it's nothing. It's like you're broken even. Nothing's happened. And it's just funny, you know, I've gotten accustomed to having, like, you know, some really serious swings, you know,
yes,
$30,000, $40,000 in any direction. And who cares about $300?
You know, it's funny. I saw a post on Facebook the other day. I thought it was great. The guy who's willing to lose $100,000 will more easily make $1 million. And I thought that was very appropriate because that's really how you and I think now. You know, we don't throw the dice. We go into calculated investments such as real estate and stock options, and we do it right. But every once in a while, we make a mistake, and we can lose a lot of money. But we also know that we're making a lot of money in other places, and it's fabulous. I love it all the time how well we do it. I fixed it already. I know Bill. You know, Bill writes on Facebook. He writes, Phil's forehead is very shiny today. So I had to go and I had to adjust the camera so his forehead wasn't shiny anymore.
Who's Bill?
Bill Cavanaugh, one of our students.
Oh.
You know, that's a billionaire, remember?
Thank you,
Bill. He calls himself billionaire. So he wanted to let us know that your forehead was shiny. And I know you just read the comment and you got all concerned about it.
No, I didn't read the comment, but a big forehead is a sign of a massive brain.
Well, you have a five head.
A five head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that didn't work?
I get it.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. You know, who's funnier, Phil or I? This case, Phil is definitely funnier. I got it.
All right. Let's go over some of the topics today.
All right. Let's do it.
How do you get rich and stay rich forever?
Forever?
Forever, yeah.
But eventually you're not rich anymore.
Eventually you'll be dead.
Right.
Somebody else will be
rich off of your work.
All your money.
Yeah, and then government will be rich on one third of it too.
Next topic is, what is Larry's favorite way to buy a house? What is Phil's favorite way to buy a house? What is your favorite way to buy a house?
Hey, they could call us at 855-939-1137 and tell us their favorite way to buy a house.
Yeah, if you got a favorite way to buy a house, we want to hear about it.
Yeah, 855-939-1137. Any questions you have?
Okay, so what other topics do we have? What is the reason less than 5% of Americans are rich? We're going to talk about that.
We can talk about that, too.
We retire young in order to get rich. We're going to talk about that. And then the most important segment of the day, we're going to talk about the stock option Sultan and his picks of the week. And if you want to listen to that segment, you have to hang around to the end of the show because we do it in the last 5 minutes. And that's where we're going to give the picks for our stock option plays of next week. You don't want to miss that. This is the only segment of the show where you can actually make money in the very following week after listening to our show. So you definitely want to listen to the Stock Options Sultan. We also got a question from my buddy Sal in New Jersey. Sal wants to know if there's an investor-friendly agency in New Jersey.
So, you know, we have the Investor Brokerage in Pennsylvania, and it's a great agency for investors. It's designed for investors. There are a couple of people who I know that are investor-friendly brokers, you know what I mean? Like they invest themselves. So there's a couple that I know, and I'll have Sal reach me offline. I don't know if I want to advertise them or not, but I'll have Sal reach me offline because there are a few who, you know, see what you're really looking for, Sal. I guess the best way to look at this is talk to the broker and say, listen, I do wholesaling. I do, you know, fix and flips. I do this. I want to list my own properties. You probably want something that has 100% or close to 100% commission like we do. Because this way you don't have to give your broker money when you sell it. I mean, we have a transaction fee. It's very little amount of money, but a lot of these brokers are going to take 30% of your, let's say your 2.5 or 3% of your side, and they want that whether you collect it or not. So you have to be careful not to go to a broker like that. So you just want to go to a broker and interview the broker and find out if they will allow you to do wholesaling. Like we allow you to do so wholesaling. We're probably the only brokerage on the planet that has paperwork that I've personally approved for wholesaling. Now, you need to understand what that means. That doesn't mean that you're not going to get in trouble using the paperwork that I've approved. What it means is I'm going to stand up for you and I'm going to say, listen, I approve this. It's probably my fault. And you're going to get a little, you're going to get a less, you're probably going to get a slap on the wrist and I'm going to lose my license. If it's bad.
I doubt it.
No, I doubt it too. But it basically says, hey, listen, we're allowing you to do it if you use our paperwork. And if you want to use your own paperwork, because a lot of people use their own paperwork and hosting because they get it from some crazy course. And if they use their own paperwork, I just want to read it. I want to understand it, and I want to go through it, and if I approve it, you're allowed to use it in wholesaling. Now, the only thing is, with wholesaling, it's a private transaction between you, the buyer, and the seller. It has nothing to do with the broker. But sometimes, if you didn't represent yourself properly and say that you were a real estate agent, that could come back to you. And it could come back to me as the broker, not supervising my agents. So the only reason I also ask you to give me those, even if they're private, just have a record of them. I don't care what you do, but just have a record of them. So if you want to find somebody like that.
So for anybody out there who's too shy to call our show, you can always email your questions to info@investorschooling.com. info@investorschooling.com.
And don't be shy, 855-939-1137. And by the way, if you're on Clubhouse, we're transmitting also on Clubhouse, just raise your hand if you want to speak, and I will put you live on the air. It's kind of cool. So you can call in 855-939-1137, and you can call in with any questions or any comments or anything you want to talk about. Or if you're on Clubhouse, just raise your hand.
All right, let's get into the first question.
Let's do it.
How do you get rich and stay rich forever?
I know. I'm gonna let you feel that one because you're a lot richer than me.
You don't want to answer the question? All right, I'll come back to you. All right. I could think of two ways, two words I'll give you, two phrases I'll give you.
He didn't even argue with me when I said he was richer than me.
Cash flow would be one way. Buy properties.
Definitely.
That have cash flow. Okay?
That doesn't make you rich. That makes your cash flow.
Cash flow accumulates into something called a bank account that has lots of money in it.
All right.
Okay? What else would I say? How about leverage? Use leverage to buy cash flowing properties. Leverage and cash flow will get you very far in life. All you have to do is take advantage of those two things. What do you think, Larry?
What do you mean by leveraging properties?
Leveraging properties. So, for example, I can call a bank today and get a 3.5% interest rate loan with a 75% LTV, meaning that if I'm buying a park for $1 million, they will lend me $750,000.
Yeah, that's amazing, right?
And then I will buy that park using 75% of their money. So even if I used my own cash for the remaining $250,000, I'm still borrowing way more than I'm putting up my own money. That is referred to as a leverage.
So did you ever read The Banker's Code? Great book.
Yes, I have read The Banker's Code.
I love The Banker's Code because it actually talks about how the banks are actually protected by you putting more money down. And I thought that was amazing that they actually move the risk to the buyer, not to them. And you think we're moving the risk to the bank, and I believe we're moving the risk to the bank also.
They got the bulk of the money at risk.
Right. They got the bulk of the money at risk, but we have the percentage that they have not at risk, which is kind of interesting. It's kind of an interesting book. By the way, I highly recommend it. If anybody out there wants to read a good book on how banks work and how to lend money, you want to read The Banker's Code. Good book.
It's written by author George Anton.
Listen to you, man. Even though he's the author, that's pretty impressive.
Well,
man.
I read that book multiple times.
I know. It's a cool book.
First of all, it's a pretty easy book to read.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I mean, like, doesn't take a long time to read.
Not at all.
All right, Larry, tell us what's your favorite way to buy a house.
I always say it every week after week, subject to. And basically what that means is I'm taking over people's mortgages. I'm taking over their mortgage payments. And it's a great way to buy houses because I don't have to worry about qualifying for a loan. I don't have to worry about anything. I simply go to the person's house and they owe a certain amount of money. Let's say they owe $100,000 on a house worth $100,000. And I just take over their payments, take over the property, and they don't have to worry about it anymore. I bought a bunch of these, and I buy them all the time. I like them. And, you know, it's probably two or three a year at this point that I'm buying subject to. And I'm not even looking for them anymore. They're coming to me now. I know you had one that came to you recently. The guy actually said to you, hey, can you take it over subject to? Which I can't imagine that actually ever happening. That was amazing to me.
He said he went to a seminar at the airport 15 years ago. He paid $800 for, but he remembered the name of the subject too and suggested that I buy his house that way. I was flabbergasted.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Because we're sitting there usually for an hour explaining it to the seller how it works.
Yeah.
And they're asking all kinds of weirdo questions. But the cool part is, again, you know, it was an easy one for you. So subject two, I like to take over mortgages. Now, you need to understand that when you're doing this, it's not as easy as it sounds, but it's actually not that hard. You need to have a certain amount of paperwork. You need to have a certain thought process. And you need to make a promise to the seller that you're going to pay that loan. And if you can do all that, you'll have a very good subject two deal. And as long as your paperwork is good, the bank won't come after you and say, hey, this property was sold. You need to now pay up that mortgage.
Okay.
And we teach that. Where do we teach that, Phil?
Where do we teach it? We teach it at this place called Investor Schooling. All you have to do is come to a complimentary class at 7 p.m. on this Thursday night. That's right. You, listening to my voice right now, you are invited to come to Investor Schooling Thursday night at 7 o'clock. All you have to do is go to the website, investorschooling.com, and put your name and email address in to save yourself a seat. That's it.
Man, you sound like a radio announcer when you did that. That was actually pretty good.
Well, you shouldn't be surprised because I'm good at many things.
You are very good at many things. You know, one thing, it must be that five head you have.
Five head.
Instead of the forehead?
When I was younger and I used to pump a lot of iron, people used to call me Arnie Farhead.
They used to call you Arnold Forehead.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger, yeah, right? And I had a big forehead.
You know, we need a joke writer. Anybody out there have a joke writer? Because we're falling on our faces today, aren't we?
No, we're not.
We're just not funny today.
All right, well, we'll work on that.
All right.
All right.
So I expect more out of you, Phil. I expect you to be funnier, and if you're not going to be funny, we're going to have to end the show.
All right, let's move on to a topic that maybe we could be funny about.
Okay.
What is the reason less than 5% of Americans are rich?
That's what you want to be funny about?
Yeah. Let's talk about it. The answer is because they're stupid.
There you go. That was funny.
No, they're not stupid. The answer is a lot simpler than that.
It is.
They just need an education on money.
They actually need even more than that. They need guts. They need to stand up and say, I don't want to live this life of mediocrity anymore.
Keep going with that.
Okay. I don't want to live this life of mediocrity anymore.
Give me some more. Do they stand in front of a mirror and say, I deserve it.
Yes.
I deserve it.
Every week you need to see Phil stand in front of the mirror and say, I deserve it. We have a mirror here in Investor Schooling, and it's for motivation. And it's the mirror that you're looking at yourself, obviously, and underneath it, it says, I deserve it. You're supposed to repeat the words, I deserve it. So every week, Phil stands under that mirror, and he repeats it in a way that will make you laugh for an hour. All I know is the other day, and I'm not going to get into that one, but the other day, I don't think anybody even listened to the next 45 minutes. I think they were still laughing at how funny that was.
Yeah, it was a good time. So let's talk about what is the reason that less than 5% of Americans are rich?
Less than 5% of Americans are rich. Like I said, it's really a matter of somebody saying, hey, I don't want to go to college and get a good job. I want to not go to college and I want to start a business. That would really be the difference. You know, like you and I are entrepreneurs. How many businesses have you failed at, Phil?
Quite a few.
Yeah, me too. And that's the idea. The idea is you're going to have to fail. And when you fail, you're going to succeed. And look, if you're totally lucky and you open up your first business and it's an incredible success, great. That's great, but the odds are you're going to fail. The odds are you're going to pay that whatever rent on your company and whatever you're going to invest in it. Maybe it's a website company or whatever it may be, whatever it is, you know, selling stuff on the web or Amazon or something, and it doesn't work out, so what? Go to the next one.
I think it has more to do with people not putting in the effort to learn the things that they need to learn
That's
about
true
money.
True, too. Absolutely.
Like, take stock options, for example. I have no doubt in my mind at this point that the knowledge I've obtained from being at Investor Schooling, and I came to Investor Schooling 3 years ago as a real estate investor, and I didn't know anything about stock options. I can now tell you 3 years later, it didn't take 3 years to learn it. I'm just telling you because it happens to be 3 years later, that the skill set that I developed here at Investor Schooling, learning about stock options, I will never, ever, ever have to work anywhere ever again because I can make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year as long as you have enough money that you can play with.
Well, look, okay. Even if you put $50,000 into an account and you double it every year and you pull the $50,000 out, that's more than most people make.
Which is pretty easy to do.
That's right. Absolutely. Right? Yeah. And look, I just have to say, we can't guarantee you're going to do that. I mean, you know, past performance, no future success, whatever. Who cares? I mean, I'll give you all the disclaimers you want when you come here. But understand, we have six students who are succeeding like crazy. Phil's succeeding. I'm succeeding. I mean, I have bad trades, and I'm still positive, you know, and succeeding all the time. And so is Phil, and so is all of our students. You've heard of students. You've heard some of them on the air. We've had them here.
So we still haven't gotten a phone call yet about what's your favorite way to buy a house.
Oh, I forgot we even asked that question. 855-939-1137. But you can ask us anything.
Okay, so in the meantime, I'm going to tell people what my favorite way to buy a house is.
You buy houses?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So if I buy a property, for example, let's talk about the mobile home park that I just bought for $1 million, okay? Well, I'm getting it under contract right now. So I'm buying this park for $1 million. And if a bank lends me 75% of the money, I can make a deal to make payments to the seller, okay, for the remaining $250,000. For example, I could say to the seller, hey, how about I'll give you $2,000 a month for 125 months? And that way, I am paying him back in an installment plan, essentially. That's what we call seller financing. That's what we do all the time here. And that is my favorite way to buy a house. Now, I like subject to as well. And if I gave a number of how much I like seller financing, I'd call seller financing 10, and I'd call subject 2 right. 9.5.
Right.
Because I really don't care. They're both great.
So for you guys who don't know, we're sitting right here. We're at our corporate headquarters, 108 Corporate Drive in Langhorne, and we bought this building, seller financing. And we bought the building, seller financing, with 0% interest from the seller.
Yeah, what a sweet deal.
Yeah, he wanted out. We bought the building. Actually, I bought the building before we even opened Investor Schooling. And now, you want to know the truth? That's probably how Investor Schooling got started, was because I bought this building and I had a little trouble renting it. And I said, well, I'll do some coaching out of here. And the next thing you know, Phil and I had been friends for years, and we had been doing seminars for years on real estate. And we said, why don't we do this? Why don't we do it here?
And I remember the day amazing. I came here, and we walked around the building. We were talking about where to put the stage, and I said, no, put it by the front door.
Right.
Right?
And that's where I put it.
And it worked out perfectly.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the very first seminar, I don't even know if you know this, Phil, but the very first seminar here before it was Investor Schooling, I had it downstairs in the room where the cubicles are now.
I remember doing something down here once, but it was... I don't remember what it was.
It was way too small.
It was some kind of seminar you were doing down here in the basement.
And now we just had to take the walls down, and we had to expand because we have so many people coming here. We have an event next week. We can't even tell you guys about the event next week because it's already sold out.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. If you were attended Investor Schooling as a guest, you would have been invited. Yeah. Or if you're a student, you would have been invited. But too late.
Yeah.
Too late. Anyway. So Larry told you his favorite way to buy a house. I told you mine. Now, what's yours? Give us a call and let us know what it is.
Yeah, and
by the way, in the meantime, we're going to move on to the next topic.
Yeah, and also, if you're on Clubhouse and you want to speak, just raise your hand on Clubhouse, and we'd be more than happy to put you on the air and have this conversation with us. So call 855-939-1137 if you're in your car or if you're at home, or if you're even following us on Facebook, give us a call, 855-939-1137. We'd love to hear you and love to talk to you. What's the next thing, Phil?
Well, let's talk a little bit about cash flow and leverage. So okay. I want to share something with you. So this park that I'm talking about that I'm trying to buy, and that I expect to be able to buy it in the next day or two, meaning having it under contract in the next day or two,
sure.
Right? I'm pretty sure I can get 75% LTV for this thing and take over a loan subject to for the balance, right? Which means that I have how much money in this deal? My own money?
Probably as much as it took you to fly to Florida to find it.
Less, actually. Less, because the flight's going to cost at least, you know, $150, $250.
Yeah, right.
Where this is going to cost me nothing. And it has an income stream of about $11,000 a month. Not bad for...
Wait, an income stream of income stream that's after your payments?
After what?
After you make all your payments, you're going to do $11,000?
I'm just giving you the number of what it's at right now.
Okay,
Keep in mind, what it is right now is not what it's going to be.
Right. So you'll probably make, right now, you'll probably make, after payments, you'll probably make about $3,000 a month for nothing out of your pocket.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, that's my rough estimate.
Fine, sure. But this is going to be like a transitional thing. I'm going to change it into something else.
Yeah, I know. It's fantastic, right, though.
So, nice little start.
That's like the tiny house park, right? The tiny house park was started out like that, too, where you guys bought it. You bought it with a partner, and it was a mobile home park, and you turned it into a tiny house park.
That's correct.
That's awesome stuff.
And we still own that park.
Yeah, that park is awesome. I love seeing a picture of that park. I've never been there, and I need to really go there. I need to go to Siesta Key and take a look at it.
Well, if you're in Siesta Key, you'll drive by it like 10 times a week.
Really? That's great. Yeah, it's popular, huh?
Well, no, because where it's located, there's only two bridges to get in Siesta Key. So.
Oh, wow.
And this is located like right in front of the bridge where you go on and off.
So you knock on the doors and say, I know the owner?
Mm-hmm. Sure. There's a couple guys that work there.
Okay, cool. Very cool. All right, so if you guys want to call us, 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137. Why don't we go to a commercial and let people call us?
Let's do it.
So we'll see you guys in a couple minutes.
Hi, I'm Phil Falcone from InvestorSchooling.com. I'm inviting you to a complimentary class in Langhorne this Thursday night at 7 p.m. I will teach you how to buy ugly houses and make them beautiful. As a bonus, we will also teach you stock option investing. So get your butt to this meeting, 7 p.m. this Thursday night, Langhorne, 215-876-3002, InvestorSchooling.com.
Hey, everybody, it's Larry Sinus from InvestorSchooling.com. You heard my partner, Phil Falcone, tell you why you should be there this Thursday night to learn about real estate investing and learn about stock options trading. We're telling you right now, you will make more money than you've ever made in your entire life if you learn these two skills. Be there this Thursday night at 7 o'clock in our Langhorne headquarters. Go to InvestorSchooling.com. Pull over right now. Take out your phone and go to InvestorSchooling.com. RSVP right now. InvestorSchooling.com. See you Thursday.
I'm Phil Falcone from Executech Suites. I got a question for you. What do you get for $495 a month at Executech Suites? You get an office big enough for one person. You get the furniture in that office. You get the telephone on the desk. You get the telephone number. You get the fax number. You get the internet. You get two full-time receptionists to answer the phone in the name of your company and patch the calls to you, whether you're in the office, in your car, or at home sleeping on a couch. You get the conference rooms. You get the mailboxes. You get the printer, the copier, the scanner. You get the janitorial service, the utilities, and free coffee. I know it's hard to believe that you could get all those things for $495 a month, but it's true. 67 Buck Road in Huntington Valley, Executech Suites. Give us a call, 215-942-7701, 215-942-7701.
Hey, everybody, it's Larry Sinus from InvestorSchooling.com.
And I'm Phil Falcone from InvestorSchooling.com.
Hey, what are we going to teach him this Thursday night, Phil?
We're going to teach you how to invest in real estate so you can build a basis to get rich.
And I promise I'm going to teach you stock options. So go to InvestorSchooling.com and RSVP right now. Right, Phil?
We've been in this business for 30 years. We have amazing amounts of information to share with you. Get your butt to this meeting this Thursday night in Langhorne.
InvestorSchooling.com. Welcome back to Investor Schooling Live. We are live here in Investor Schooling headquarters, and you can absolutely give us a call right now at 855-939-1137 and talk to us about anything that has to do with money, real estate, stock options, stock market. I don't even care if you want to talk about Bitcoin, because I actually got into Bitcoin lately. I think I told you that. It's kind of interesting in Bitcoin. It's kind of a weird thing.
You bought lithium, right?
Ethereum.
Ethereum.
Yeah, Ethereum. Yeah, and it's up 10%, which is kind of neat. But I bought it literally because I wanted to know how to buy it, because we have a lot of students who ask us about it, and I thought I'd at least be able to answer the question of how to buy it.
Coinbase, right?
Coinbase is what I used. Yeah, right. And it was pretty simple. You know, they charge a transaction fee, but it's not much.
Okay.
That's how they make their money. But I think everybody is doing that now. I think you can even go to PayPal now, and PayPal will do it too. But I figured I'd do something separate. I put in $3,200 or $3,500, I think, and it was at $3,900 this morning, which is kind of neat. It's not bad for a week and a half, right?
I told you I know a guy in Florida who's a very close friend of mine, and he said he's gone all in Bitcoin. Yeah. All in. I don't know what that means, but
I don't either.
But I put it this way. He might have as much as $1 million in there.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go all in with any one thing.
I agree.
But it's kind of neat. You know, it's kind of neat watching this thing happen. You know, who knew?
So let me see if I can put you on the spot. You know I like to do that.
I know. You're killing me.
All right, so how about this topic? We retire young in order to get rich.
You know, it's funny. I like that, actually. I like that a lot. Say that one more time, because I think everybody should hear that.
We retire young in order to get rich.
But I don't understand that, Phil. Don't you have to be rich to retire young?
What do you think I mean by that?
No, I know exactly what you mean. I just want to make everybody, you know, everybody who's asking that question right now.
Would you mind telling the story about what I used to say to you all the time?
Did you say something to me all the time? I don't remember.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Come on, it's a radio show. Let's go. Talk.
It's a radio show? I have to talk?
Yeah, talk.
But, you know, we get, what are you, Captain Obvious today?
Come on.
All right, so here's the deal, right? So Phil had, you know, I was the broker at Phil's brokerage a long time ago when he had a different brokerage, and we used to hang out every day. I used to go there, and we used to talk, and, you know, we kind of had conversations about real estate all the time. This is, I don't know, maybe it's 7, 10 years ago? I don't even know. And every day I would come into the office, and Phil would pretty much say the same thing. Quit your job, you'll make more money. Quit your job, you'll make more money. It was actually, like, annoying. Quit your job, you'll make more money. And my response was always the same. It was, Phil, I'm making a six-figure income. Why would I want to give up a six-figure income when, you know, I could do this part-time? He goes, quit your job, you'll make more money. So the crazy part was I actually got fired. And I think it was because I was doing an extracurricular activity.
And I believe I said congratulations.
You know, the funny part was I actually shook the owner of the company's hand or the manager of the company's hand, whatever, the vice president. And I said, thank you, when he fired me. I went home, and within 6 months, I was making as much money. Last year, I think I made four times as much money, a little over four times as much money I made last year that I was making in that company. And it's been wonderful ever since. And, you know, we have this. We're having a great time. I get to do this radio show. I get to hang out with Phil. I get to hang out with other students in investor schooling. They get to hang out with us. We get to meet great people. It's such a better life. It really is. And it's not even just about the money. It's about the fact that we're helping people. We're teaching people. We're making I can't explain to you, but this is literally my dream life. If I could just go on a couple more cruises now and then, that would be great.
Well, you know, in my experience, in my personal experience, when something that might be quickly perceived as a bad thing, like getting fired from a job or having a partnership breakup, what I often learn from those kind of situations is if what you should do when something that you might think is bad, like losing a job, losing an income stream, breaking up with a partner in a business that you're involved in. What I suggest you do if that kind of circumstance ever happens to you is you should take off some time. Take a month off. Take 2 months off and just think. Just think. That's right. I'm saying don't do anything. Just use your brain. Use your coconut and think about what you really want to do with your life. And in almost every perceived bad situation, like a partnership breaking up, I haven't had a job in like 27 years, so I can't really relate to that. But I've had partnerships that have broken up, several of them in the last 5 years. I had two different partnerships.
Don't break up with me. I need you, man. Who am I going to do the radio show with?
I'm sitting here with you right now, aren't I?
Yeah, you know, if I have to do a radio show alone, it's not as fun.
So one of the things that I did was sit around and think for a while. Took a couple of months off and just thought about what the heck I want to do with myself, right? And out of that couple of months came several different businesses, okay? Investor Schooling was one of them. Investor Schooling was one of them. Larry approached me about being his business partner on Investor Schooling, which is now, we are now approaching our third anniversary in this wonderful business. So good things come from people who think, not wait, people who think.
And you had an opportunity to be in a business that was a multi-million dollar business in Bermuda on Dog Island.
Yes, I did. That was a business I was looking at that same time.
Yeah.
I was talking to you about Investor Schooling, which we
didn't even know the name of it yet.
No, right. No, we were actually like trying to figure out what the hell
to call
we were going to call it. And I was looking at some other things too. I was looking at like a wholesale operation, which I was involved in, which I got out of. And you know, we were having a conversation before the radio show started about a business partnership that I was in, which basically broke apart, and I went my own way.
Yeah.
And funny things happen. So one of the most important things I think you can do is good thing. You know, you heard the expression, good things come to people who wait. I think it's good things come to people who think. You just have to think, like, what's going to make me happy? What do I really want to do? And then do that thing, whatever that thing is. I don't care what it is. Even if it's not about money, even if it's about something else, just do it. Because that's what you really need to do. You need to figure out your calling. I know what my calling is. It's always around money and real estate.
Yeah. And, okay. And it's funny. And I say my calling is around helping people. But I got to tell you, making money in real estate is a short tail behind it. Because I really enjoy it, and doing the stock options is really fun. It's like I just have fun helping other people change their life. That's what investor schooling is all about. That's what we form this on. That's why the people you come here, you talk to every single one of them, and they'll tell you the same exact thing. I care more about them than I care about anything else that I'm doing, which is helping people.
You're very dedicated to helping people.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
And people who come to this school know that. Yeah. So it doesn't take long to figure that out.
You know, it's funny. Sometimes I'm doing private coaching and it ends up being marriage counseling, which is true. It's funny, but it's reality.
And what are your qualifications for marriage counseling?
Oh, since I'm an expert at it. Come on now.
I mean, you are. You have like a doctorate of marriage.
Should I embarrass my wife? No, I'm not going to embarrass my wife. All right, now that people are getting to know us a little bit better, you know, they might even actually show up at investorschooling.com and sign up for this Thursday class. Anybody want to call in 855-939-1137? You know, you can talk to me about money and your wife, and if you want to find out, you know, if you should be hiding money from your wife or not, which, by the way, I highly disagree you should ever do. 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137. Where are we going with this crazy show today? This show's all over the place today, Phil.
I don't think so. You want to keep talking about retiring young in order to get rich?
Sure.
Can you think of any other ways that retiring young, meaning that you're not going to work for anybody else anymore?
Right. So that's the thing. People think retirement means that you have to sit home and do nothing. That's not how. Oh, my wife just said something really cool on Facebook. She goes, happy he's well experienced and doing it right this time. I love you too, honey. That was awesome. That was great. I needed that. I actually needed that because I was going into space there, and I'm like, oh man, I'm about to go in a bad place. So thank you, honey. I love you. All right, cool. So where are we? So we're back to retiring young, right?
Okay. So let's just talk about a hypothetical scenario. You're listening to this radio show right now, and you're very unhappy with your job. You hate the place. You feel like it's an unhealthy environment. It comes with a ton of stress. Your boss is a jerk. He speaks to you in a very condescending way, and you can't stand him. What you need to do is quit.
Now.
Right. Quit your job.
But here's the problem.
Okay?
If they quit, they have no income to pay their bills next week.
What they need to do is find a healthier environment, something where they will obtain some respect, which will help their self-respect, which will give them a happier environment to be in, which will make them more productive, which will get the juices flowing about what they really want to do, which isn't the new job or the new idea. It might be a new idea. It might be, if you know, not everybody can be an entrepreneur. I understand that. We're entrepreneurial guys, very entrepreneurial guys.
So I believe anybody can be an entrepreneur.
Well, I'm just saying that some people don't believe that they can.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Everybody can be, but a lot of people don't believe that they can
right.
be.
Or may not even want to, which I can't understand why anybody would think that it's risky to be an entrepreneur. It's less risky to be an entrepreneur than it is to work for somebody and have them fire you out of the blue because they're having a bad year or they just don't like you.
And I'm a real wise guy, okay? So me getting fired is almost 100% chance. Some of the things I've said to bosses. Right? I've been fired multiple times.
Oh, without getting us thrown off the air, what are some of the things you've said to bosses?
I once told a vice president of a bakery equipment company that you're no longer my boss. He thought that was not very funny.
No, he didn't think it was funny?
No. Well, what happened was I had been working at the company for a long time, and he had advised me to do something a certain way. And I said, no, that's not how we do it here. I was working for that company for like 4 or 5 years at that point. I knew exactly how they did things. I said, that's not how we do it here. We do it this way, right? So he argued with me, and he told me to do it his way. Of course, I didn't do it his way. I did it my way. I did it the way that I knew the president of the company wanted it to be done. This guy was my boss, but he was the vice president, right? About 5 days later, he comes up to me, the vice president, and he argues when he sees what I did. He says, I don't, he actually argued to me back my own idea.
Really?
Told me that what I did was wrong and I was supposed to do it the way I did. The way I did it, the opposite way. So I didn't do what he said. I did it my way.
Right.
And he said, no, you need to do it the other way. So he was now like taking my idea and preaching that back to me.
Nice.
Which was the way I did it anyway. Right?
Amazing.
And that was the point I just realized he's ridiculous. He has no clue what he's talking about. And I said, you're not my boss anymore.
Did you get fired or no?
No. No, he couldn't fire me. I was.
You quit finally, right? You quit your job.
I ultimately quit. Yeah,
right.
But I quit over. I sold the fifth biggest project in company history, and they owed me $27,000 commission for the fifth biggest project in company history, and I got an email from the sales manager saying that they're going to pay me $9,900. And I said, well, first thing I would say is if you're going to pay me $9,900, you should have made it $10,000 because it sounds like more money.
That's funny.
Right? And then I said, oh, by the way, I quit.
Good
right?
For you.
So then I got into a legal battle with the president, and he ultimately paid me $20,000 after making me wait almost 2 years to get the money.
Wow.
Right. That's but right. I stood my ground. I figured, if I allow the company, instead of paying me $27,000, pay me $9,900, they will be screwing me for the rest
absolutely.
Of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
So I knew I had to quit.
Yeah.
And at the time, I had a young child who was just an infant. We just bought a new house. My wife was absolutely terrified that I quit my job, but I just quit anyway.
There you go. I like it. Hey, yeah. By the way, we got Rich from Hattiesville. What's going on, Rich?
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Rich?
We're awesome.
Hello?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. Can you hear us?
Two quick questions. One, a stock option question, and the other just a general business question. Stock option.
All right, you start with which one you want to start with.
Let's start with the stock option. This one will be easy. I know in the past you dabbled a little bit in Wells Fargo. You know, that stock went down to as low as 21, and now it's hitting 40. And I'm wondering, were you ever able to take advantage of it, or you think it's too late to get in?
Oh, it's definitely too late to get in now. Now I would look for you got to look for the next pullback, and I don't know what it's in no pattern also, so I'm out of it. But it's very funny because I told everybody to hang in there and hold their options till February on that one, just in case, and no one had the patience. None of the students had the patience, and they all would have cleaned up. But yeah, it is what it is. You know, you run out of patience. You think, you know, most of the time our stock options plays, they play out within 2 or 3 weeks. And typically, if they don't play out in 2 or 3 weeks, they kind of go bad. So we had some students who got a little impatient. They didn't wait it out, and they didn't make it. Some of them made money. I know I made a couple of bucks on it. I didn't make as much as I could have. Did you make any money on it, Phil?
And, you know, that was like 150 trades ago. I don't even remember.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, right.
Yeah, I don't
right.
remember that trade anymore.
Right.
I'd have to go into my reconciliation of the trades that I made to tell you if I made any money off of it. I just don't remember. Too many trades ago.
Hey, Rich, have you been here yet?
I have not been there. You're over in Langhorne, which is a bit far.
Well, where, first of all,
where do you live?
Yeah, okay.
Haddonfield.
That's not that far.
Haddonfield.
Well, we got students coming from New York. They actually drive here. But we also have online. You could also, so if you go to investorschooling.com and register, you could register online for online class as well. It's the same exact experience.
Can I ask you one more quick business question?
I don't know. How much are you going to pay me to answer this question?
It might be. That's right. By the way, the reason I didn't get into Wells Fargo late is because, you know, they never reinstated their full dividend. And so I was thinking, well, God, the stock is almost doubled, yet they're holding back. I wonder why.
It's coming. It's coming. Give it 6 months, and within 6 months they'll reinstate their dividend, or they'll raise it. They're not going to reinstate it completely, but they'll raise it.
They had a crazy dividend at one time.
And the government made them drop it, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Listen, we're the government. We separate business from us, but we're going to tell you what to do. What is this?
Why would they even do that? Why would they get involved in that?
Yeah. Well, when you walk, by the way, when you open the door in investor schooling, you walk back into America. We're not the communist state that's around our company. When you walk in the door, you walk into America. There's no masks. There's no social distancing. There's all America, and there's American freedom, because financial freedom begins with financial. Ends with freedom. Come on, that was funny. You didn't think that was funny?
One other quick question.
Yeah.
Regarding business, just a quick question. The two of you're really smart guys. Do you ever entertain or ever do people ask you about possible other business opportunities, not necessarily to invest, but just to give your opinion on?
Oh, absolutely. Our students come to us all the time. Some of our students are in business already, and we guide them on how to make their business more profitable. I mean, look, we took an idea. Investor schooling was an idea that Phil and I had, and we turned it into a incredible company within 3 years. I mean, students who have been with us, you know, like from the early days, are like, wow, this is amazing. And, you know, what this has turned into. So, yeah, we obviously have great business sense, and we understand business. We understand marketing, online marketing and offline marketing. We're specialists at it. We have incredible people who work for us who are also specialists at it. So if you have do you have a business now, Rich?
It's actually in the process. I'm actually in the casino business, but on the side, I have a live gaming product, a game for skill, where people actually play for money. And I'm very, very interested to get your opinion as far as the actual process of the game and what you think about it.
So my first question, I mean, if you want to bring it here, it's fine. But my first question, is it legalized gambling?
No, in Pennsylvania you can actually play games of skill for money. However, the game cannot be a game of chance. It must be a game of skill. No dice, no cards. Must be a game. So in other words, like if you were to go play Hangman or Wheel of Fortune for money, you can do that as long as there is nothing regarding chance.
Got it. So this is what I'm gonna have you do. Why don't you? Why don't you stop by, come in one Thursday night, grab me aside, and we could talk about it some more, because we can go on this thing for hours, and we could talk about it more. But
right.
I'd love to see it. And also, we have to get to some stock options picks which are coming up, which I know you're going to want to listen to. So we appreciate the call, and we're looking forward to seeing you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right.
All right. So before we go to stock options, why don't we talk a little bit more about retiring young in order to get rich?
We're still talking about that?
Why not?
Everybody quit your damn job right now.
You said
you like to investor schooling, and we'll teach you how to get rich.
You said you like the topic, so let's explore it.
I just like the idea of not having to work anymore.
I'll tell you what I think you should do. If you quit your job, what should you do next? I'll tell you what I think you should do. I think you should acquire cash-flowing assets.
Absolutely.
With leverage. Just like we talked about earlier when I said, what is the reason less than 5% of Americans are rich? Because they don't take advantage of the education that's out there to learn how to get rich. They don't use leverage, and they don't try to acquire cash-flowing assets, which is what Larry and I focus on a great deal of our time on.
So it's funny, because if I want to buy a new car, and what's the payment on a new car? $500? I mean, for me, it's $1,200 to $1,500, but average person is $500. Go buy a property and cash flow that property $500 with nothing out of your pocket, or even the money you were going to put down in the car. If you're going to put down $5,000 on a car, you can put $5,000 down on a property or less, buy the property and get $500 a month rental income net, and you can now buy your car.
Voila.
It's what I do all the time. I mean, right now I'm looking at some serious cars.
I had a conversation with a gentleman today, and he has asked me to list his house for sale. I don't really do that for people, but I did it for him because he's a good friend, and he asked me to help him, and I always help my good friends. And I asked him what he was going to do with all the money, because he's going to make quite a bit of money from this transaction. And he said he was interested in being a private lender. How about that?
You know, it's funny how many people would be interested in being a private lender once you explained it to them.
Yes.
They're all thinking, oh, lend my friend money. That's crazy. No, when I explain to you that not only will you lend me money, but you will want me to not pay you because you'll acquire the property
faster. You mean you want him not to pay him back?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
sure.
It's nuts, right?
So this guy's going to be in pretty good shape by the time he's done. And I think with the sale of his house and where he intends to live and what he intends to live in, he's going to be in pretty good shape.
All right, you ready?
Ready.
By the way, if you haven't seen an episode of Stock Options Sultan, you need to come to Investor Schooling. It is the most funnest way to learn stock options. All right, you ready? I got some picks here. I like Zoom, believe it or not. If it would drop another 10 to 15 points, I'm all over it because I think it's done dropping. I really do. I think it's done dropping. The other day, I was so disappointed because it hit 307. It's now at 345. It hit 307, and I had no money left because I had gone in all in with a bunch of other plays, and I would have loved to jump on that one. That would have been a great play. So if that comes down, I'd like to say see 325 would be a nice play, or anything below 325. And again, 310 would be a second buy if that happens, but I'm all over it. Facebook is going to go right back this week. Mark it down. It'll hit 275 to 278 this week. So it's a 268 this net right now. It may even happen tomorrow where it hits 275, 278. I also think that 268, this is the last time we're going to see it this you know, before earnings season. We're
That's
not going to see it again.
That's good because I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in it pretty deep too. But I think it's the last time we're going to see 268. I think we're now going to be hovering in the 70s, 80s, and it might eventually hit 300 again. I'm actually surprised it hasn't hit 300 again. But I also have a long-term prediction for Facebook. My long-term prediction for Facebook is it's going to start going the other way. It's going to start going negative because there's so much controversy on Facebook right now. People are getting frustrated using their Facebook account, talk to people, which means that the user base is going to use it less, and there's going to be a less sales for the advertising, and people are going to advertise less. And we're noticing it too. We advertise on Facebook all the time, and we're noticing lesser response all of a sudden, and it's probably because users aren't using it as much as they used to. But we're still getting enough of a response that we continue doing it, so it's actually pretty cool. What else? All right, so we're, yeah. And so what else here? So Facebook, Apple is another, Apple is an incredible place sitting here. It's waiting. It's just waiting for you to invest in it. Apple's just waiting for you to invest in it. I mean, Apple is going to be at 140 in no time. No time. And I also say by spring, it's going to be between 160 and 180. It's just sitting there waiting for you. So, again, beautiful plays, all beautiful plays. I just looked on Facebook. Josh, one of our students, says, I laugh every time I hear that song. Where can I download it? So we have to make it downloadable. So if Paul, our marketing guy, is listening, We need to make a downloadable version for the Stock Options Sultan. How funny would that be? All right. You got any that you have on your head? I still like Nikola, by the way. Nikola, anything below 16 is an incredible buy. Even at 16.5, it's an incredible buy right around where it is right now. It's still an incredible buy. You got to go out a little bit, go out obviously past earnings, and you're going to be fine with it. It's going to pop itself back into the 20s. Any day now. I mean, these are just simple plays. They're really, really easy plays. They're obvious plays. What do you got? You got anything that you want me to talk about?
I'm not the stock options sultan.
I know, but you just love it when you pick a good stock option.
Well, I do enjoy my earnings plays.
Yeah, those are always good plays.
But by definition, every play that we do here is an earnings play.
That's right.
If it isn't an earnings play, then you're not paying attention.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're teaching. We're teaching you guys how to make sure that you look. One of the things we do is we teach people how to mitigate their risk, so it's not going to be a risky play. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure that you don't lose your money. Can it happen? Yes, but it's highly unlikely that it's going to happen. It's highly likely that you're going to make money when you follow the rules of the crazy options trader. Got it. All right. What do you think? We got about a minute.
Yeah. He wants us out at 59:30, so yeah. Let me go. Okay, so thanks to our producer, Anthony DiRenzo, for helping us out today. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor on our show, email us at info@investorschooling.com. info@investorschooling.com. Don't forget to visit investorschooling.com for your free complimentary class.
Free
That's
and
right.
complimentary?
That's right. It's free and it's complimentary class. This Thursday night at 7 p.m., get your butt to Investor Schooling. This Thursday night at 7 p.m., we're going to teach you some real estate investing and some stock option investing at investorschooling.com. Make sure you go to investorschooling.com, put your name and email address in so that you can save your seat. We'll see you Thursday night at 7 p.m. The address is 108 Corporate Drive, Langhorne, Pennsylvania. And the address is on the website. We are out of here.